I see you're wearing the ascot.
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, an enduring icon, forged at the crossroads where classic meets contemporary. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala, find new roads from Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. How we doing?
I'm good.
All right, then. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, there was a hearing dealing with the issue of the Stand Your Ground laws. Of course, that is a series of laws passed on the state level, but there still was congressional testimony yesterday in D.C. The mothers of Jordan Davis, as well as Sabrina Fulton, the mother of Trayvon Martin, testified before Congress. And it was very interesting. At one point, Senator Ted Cruz, Texas, Republican senator.
Houston.
Well, he ain't from Houston, he's from Texas. But from Dallas. he basically countered Sabrina Fulton by saying that really there was no race issue, if you will, as related to Stand Your Ground laws. We have Sabrina on the phone this morning.
Not yet. Sabrina? We haven't promised with our phone lines.
Okay. So she made the point that there should be changes in the law, Tom, because it is not working properly. And of course, in many of these states led by Republican legislatures, they say that, look, there shouldn't be any changes. Cruz even countered Sabrina Fulton by saying that in Illinois, then State Senator Barack Obama supported legislation that expanded, if you will, the opportunities of folks not held liable. Well, I think where Senator Cruz is wrong is that there's a distinct difference between expanding the issue of liability and what Stand Your Ground means. It's a whole different situation. Of course, he also tried to reference the changes there. If you look in Florida by saying that, well, he's even said African-Americans have benefited more than anyone else as it related to Stand Your Ground laws. But if you look at the study that was done by the Tampa Times, that is not necessarily the case. And so it is not as simple as Senator Ted Cruz laid out. But certainly I think that the testimony of Sabrina Fulton and others is still critically important when it comes to changing this law because how it is applied. And the one thing that is very interesting, Senator Cruz and others talk about being law and order members of Congress, yet what is often left out, Tom, is that police chiefs, sheriffs, district attorneys continue to say they don't particularly like these laws because it makes their job more difficult. And so it's amazing that the people who they often reach out to, the law enforcement community, they say, get rid of these laws because, frankly, when we go in and we arrest somebody, they immediately evoke Stand Your Ground. And the way the law is written, you can be granted immunity, which means you can't even be tried in a civil court. They can't even arrest you. And so, again, Sabrina Fulton, Jordan Davis's mom, and so many others are saying changes should be made to these laws. And so it just continues.
Here's what gets me. These are state laws, and they're talking to Congress.
Well, right. And one of the reasons why they push for this congressional testimony, because as you know, that generates a level of media attention.
Right.
That causes folks to focus on it. Because, look, your national media, frankly, unless you have that kind of discussion, they're really not going to focus on it. It's the same thing we saw with voter suppression. A lot of national media, they will not, you know, frankly, target these issues unless you have the hearing yesterday. And so it really was about raising awareness to the issue.
Mm. All right. Apologies. Ben Crump and Sabrina Fulton are on the phone.
Yes.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Sabrina.
Yes. Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
Thank y'all, Tom, for talking about this important issue.
You're welcome.
And a great job yesterday, Sabrina. We did get to see a lot of your words and how you represented. And thank you for keeping that alive.
Yeah. And thanks once again for that red velvet cake. I'm going to need another one of those as soon as you can, okay?
Wow. She's got other things happening.
I know she's got other things happening. I know she has. But when you get a chance, Sabrina Fulton, I'd like another one of those red velvet cakes that you
Yeah, because he's on this diet, Sabrina, you know, and so that would really do well with his diet.
That's no problem.
Thank you.
Yep. And Sabrina, being again, sorry about that for issues with technical issue this morning, but we're still going to make sure we're committed to staying focused on staying your ground and raising awareness and keeping the attention on this.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.